remember any of those fishermen from your childhood? What were their names?
Well, they're nearly all family ones. There was Brothers Calls. There was Mercils at Point. They all sort of spread round. There was Calls who taught me. And he was 90 when he taught me, and then he started coming out in the boat with me. There was the Causes.
Causes were at... they were under time.
Well, Causes were under time.
Mercils were at Point. There was Lane End. We had Attrells.
Attrells.
And...
Burt Baker at the time.
The Smiths. George Smith.
George Smith at George Lane Smith, End. Yeah. And then Holbrook's at Forums.
And were they catching different types of fish? Did they have different types of boats?
They only small boats, but it's mainly prawns, crab and lobster. They didn't go very far. But the nearly all of them had a... They go, some of them would go as far as the Nab Tower, and that's only 5 miles. But they only... They didn't need as many pots as they've got now, because the shellfish was quite plentiful then. And three of the ones that I've mentioned had tea gardens, and that's how they used to make a bit more for their money. And also, they used to send some up to Billingsgate, because they used to take it down to Bench Station, put it on the train, and off it went. A firm called Baxter's that's still going in Billingsgate, they used to deal with.
Yeah, Mr. Calls had tea gardens.
Yeah, he had tea gardens.
The Holbrooks had tea gardens.
And Smith had them then.
Smith had tea gardens, yes, Lane End.
It was a way of...
Supplementing the
They're getting more for their fish by selling it with a cup of tea and a slice.
So where were the tea gardens? At their homes?
Yeah. They're back at their homes, yeah. Although the Smiths...
That was down where that new Blue Ridge House or Blue Beach House is called.
Yeah, it's this, still there, the Smiths one's still there, but it's in Hazel Cottage, just, I believe.
Below Hazel Cottage.
Below Hazel Cottage, yeah.
But the Cottage one, this one, was in their back garden. Mm. It was open air job. Yeah,
the Holbrook one at Forelands was very, very quite, very popular. People from all over the island used to come over to have prawn, lobster tea, Sunday afternoons, you know. That was very